With us this morning on the phone is Jim Johnson. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
As we reported earlier, the county board voted yesterday to oppose the voter ID constitutional amendment, and you made the motion. So what's behind the board's motivation to do that?
Well, there's a couple of things. I think the main motivation for the board is that it's a possible cost to the county that could be significant over time. And the other thing is, of course, we really don't know what the definition is going to be of the mail-in ballot situation. And the way it looks right now, it's going to be very difficult to have voter ID when you have a mail-in ballot. So all of those things, I guess it's kind of ironic that it got politicized to the point where Republicans all want this, and Democrats pretty much don't want this. And since none of us on the board declares a party, it's probably not appropriate for us to take a stand, except for the fact that it's going to cost county a lot of money. And when you've got legislators and people that have taken a no new tax pledge trying to keep the costs of government down, and you've got the same party creating a situation which will potentially increase the cost significantly through not only Cook County, but the rest of the state. I mean, it just seems ironic to me that that situation exists.
Well, also the fact that you really don't know how the amendment would be implemented, because as Representative Mary Kiffmeyer, sponsor of the bill, told us a couple of weeks ago, that's too much language to put into an amendment, and of course she's right, but that means that a future legislature next year is going to have to do that. In the meantime, the county board really doesn't have any way of knowing what it might need for money, if at all, and how you would go about doing that. You don't really only have 1 year to adjust a budget, because this would take effect for the 2014 election.
That's a big part of it. And not only that, but of course, everybody agrees with the idea that we want people to cast ballots honestly. But people also agree with the idea that we don't want to discourage legitimate voters from coming to the ballot box. And of course, this would probably make, you know, senior citizens and people that don't have driver's license, which is a significant number of people, you know, jump through hoops. And then if they've got to apply for some kind of a identity card, that's going to take money on somebody's part to establish the whole process and issue the cards. This thing just doesn't make any sense to me at all. If you're going to vote for something, it'd be nice to know what we're voting for. In this case, I think we're going to vote, you know, the devil's in the details. I think if we vote for it, we're going to end up being surprised by how much it's going to cost. Almost all the counties in Minnesota agree that it's going to be a significant cost to them if this thing goes through.
I think now Cook County and a couple of weeks ago, St. Louis County Board, probably the only two that I'm aware of that have actually taken a stance on this in terms of a resolution. And both Cook County and a large part of St. Louis County are mail-in counties.
Yeah, it's going to affect us. And if we have to establish polling places in all of our precincts, there's regulations on handicapped access and bathrooms, you know, facilities for handicapped, and there really isn't even any place in some of our precincts to have a legitimate polling place because of the regulations. So who knows how that's all going to play out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Jim, we just wanted to talk to you about your motion.
Yeah.
And thank you for getting in touch with us this morning. We've been speaking with County Commissioner Jim Johnson.
Yep. Thank you, Jay.